USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President, you...
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works!" Exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With Homeland Security front and center for the administration, President Trump Thursday heads to the U.S. border with Mexico to tour what's been built of the border wall and what remains to get done. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Libertarian Ron Paul, like the Democrats, not into the wall. Here's his report.
As Democrats and Republicans still cannot come up with a deal to end the partial government shutdown, on Thursday, President Trump will travel to McAllen, Texas, to tour border facilities and also meet with border agents. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A man's attempt to cash in on a stolen lottery ticket backfires big time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A California man's facing grand theft charges after trying to cash in his roommate's $10 million lottery ticket. Police in Vacaville say the man bought a $30 scratcher last month and thought he had won just $10,000. Excited nevertheless, he told his roommates about it. That's when police say one of them bought the same kind of ticket and scratched it and then switched it out with the winning ticket. When the real lotto winner discovered what he thought was a winning ticket was worthless, he filed a police report. The roommate who stole it also discovered the ticket was actually worth $10 million. So he went to the lottery office in Sacramento to collect his money on Monday, but all he collected was a criminal charge as police were there waiting for him when he arrived.
To the economy now and your money. Gas prices down. USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents. For a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.